Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Saturday, December 3rd, 2022. Today he is explaining the reason for the apparent increase in conflict and corruption across the world at this moment. You are all divine beings whose true nature is love and nothing else. As the collective human awakening process rapidly approaches fruition, there is much happening around the world that would appear to indicate that the levels of conflict and corruption are increasing. This is not the case. What is happening is a massive release of information about the enormously corrupt practices that have been ongoing for all of human history and which those in power have done their utmost to conceal. Until very recently, they have been very successful at doing this, and which they no longer have the power or support that they need to continue doing so. This has naturally led to an inordinate explosion of anger and resentment among the vast numbers of people who have been so deceitfully misled, and an intense desire for justice through criminal indictments of those involved at every level, followed by judgment and the imposition of suitable levels of punishment. Because of the tsunami of love that is inundating planet Earth, billions are coming to the realization that harsh judgment and punishment for those who have been behaving corruptly is not the way forward. That method has been in use for all of your recorded history, and although it has been partially effective in dealing with localized criminality, it has otherwise been just a recipe for disaster, destroying lives and building enormous amounts of anger, fear, and resentment. This has then led to riots, rebellion, and eventually, after many have undergone enormous amounts of pain and suffering, a change in the membership and names of the power elites has occurred. These new elites then continue as before. Quite recently, just over 100 years ago, you had the horrific and insane World War I, the war to end all wars. And yet, even now, people are still at war in many areas of the planet. The only way forward is for humanity to engage lovingly with itself instead of divisively and judgmentally by fully honoring and respecting the sovereign rights of every individual on planet Earth. This is what the vast majority want, and changing to this form of behavior is a major aspect of your awakening process, which can and will happen extremely expeditiously. Humanity's collective awakening is very close to being realized, so continue to trust in the divine plan for this magnificent event as you greatly assist in bringing it to fruition. After all, it is divinely assured. Every human presently incarnate is on Earth now to assist in your collective awakening process, even if in human terms it appears that some are living and delighting in lives of extreme deceit and corruption. All is being exposed, and those of criminal intent are demonstrating most beautifully, as their many deceptive practices are exposed, the insanity of following lifestyles of that nature. Lifestyles that use and take advantage of others and that show absolutely no honor or respect for anyone other than themselves. These people have all been severely traumatized and abused, physically, emotionally, and psychologically, at some stage in their present human lives, and found that the only way in which they could feel even a little bit safe was through a dishonest and corrupt lifestyle. They are often admired by others who do not have the courage to do the same. Deeply buried within them, and totally denied, is an intense sense of fear and self-disgust. Therefore, an important part of your awakening process is to be aware of the intense and deeply hidden pain of these unfortunate individuals, and to include them in your daily intent to offer only love to others, regardless of what may arise in your daily human lives. There is no one on earth who has not at some point deceived or abused another, and many have an intense sense of shame and guilt about such occasions or events in which they have engaged, even though in the moment they might have felt totally justified. Being human is to experience an intense sense of separation, mostly without any awareness at all that it is the absolutely terrifying sense of separation from Mother, Father, God. And vast numbers of you seek love and acceptance and appreciative recognition from other humans who are themselves experiencing a very similar sense of inadequacy. Every one of those who are presently incarnate chose to be on earth now to release those totally invalid negative beliefs about themselves, and that of course includes all of those who appear most evil and corrupt, and to help others to do likewise by demonstrating love in action in their daily lives. Yes, the apparently deceitful and corrupt ones also set this intent before they incarnated. When you invite and allow love to enter your hearts, it will bring to you the awareness of your eternal oneness with your source, of the incontrovertible fact that you were created in love, from love, and that that state in which you were so lovingly created can never, ever be altered or changed. You are all, therefore, perfect divine beings whose true nature is love and nothing else. You chose to become human to experience the unreal state of separation, a state that has never and could never exist, but because of the brilliance of your true natures, as bestowed upon you by your ever-loving mother at the moment of your creation, you have immense powers, powers that enabled you to construct an unreal environment in which to engage with utterly unreal environment of separation. Because it appears to be so real, the touchy-feely material world, you have most effectively fooled yourselves into believing that that unreal, illusory or dream environment, however unstable and threatening it may appear to be, is without doubt reality. At the moment of its construction, Mother, Father, God, because of her infinite and eternal love for you, instantly provided the route home to reality, knowing without a shadow of doubt that you would become increasingly alienated from one another during your sojourn and end up horribly mistreating each other as you lived in the terror, which you had to hide from your conscious awareness in order to remain alive, of separation from the infinite love that you all are. Without love there is nothing, and nothing is terrifying because it means total and complete extinction, which for one created in a state of infinite and eternal love is far too terrible to even imagine. Therefore I would remind you once again of the absolutely essential requirements that you go deep within yourselves at least once daily, and preferably many times, because each moment you spend there is amazingly powerful and effective in its influence on the awakening process. To invite love, which is always present awaiting your invitation, to enter your hearts and then flow through you in great abundance, to engage with everyone with whom you interact in thought, word, or physically. You are all present on earth now to assist one another in the awakening process. You are doing this magnificently, and it is most effective when you can engage with others lovingly in communities, either physically or via electronic video connections. So make a point of connecting regularly and thereby intensifying the energetic field of love of which each one of you is an essential and irreplaceable aspect. With so very much love, Saul.